Ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. It has been an amazing week. Thank you, Bruce Buffer, for the introduction. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. We would love for you to continue to listen to our episodes as they come out each week, and we wouldn't want you to miss anything. Let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. And according to weforum.org, the global mass timber construction market was valued at $857 million in 2021 and is projected to go to $1.5 billion in 2030. The rapid growth and the opportunities for innovators working in this nature-based biomaterials sector ensures mass timber is being used in the most sustainable way. And from its nostalgic beginnings, a nod to the past using timber, and integrating modern technologies and sustainable building practices through construction, there are a number of startup companies, tech startup companies that are coming through. So if you'd like to go to see who these impressive tech companies are, head to our social media LinkedIn feed. Notable inclusions include a circular housing solution, modular construction solution, and a timber finance initiative. If you'd like to read more, please head to our LinkedIn feed, and you can go to the World Economic Forum webpage at weform.org. And news coming out of North America, specifically Canada, more than 3,000 people are expected to converge on Vancouver between September 22nd and 26th in 2025 for the biannual Woodrise conference that will highlight the benefits of mass timber construction. So if you want to check out what you might want to do in terms of accommodation and booking for the event, you can head to biv.com, where they report on the Vancouver to host the Global World Mass Timber Conference in 2025, and you can check out all the details well in advance and get yourself booked and get over to Vancouver in 2025. And staying in Canada now, and Toronto's Ossington Avenue has a newly opened retail and office building with an old century brick building in the neighbourhood, and has been attracting some of the city's trendiest restaurants, boutiques and small businesses. It's a brick-clad building with a historical architecture, but Ossington is a brand new building and is part of a growing trend towards the mid-rise intensification of traditionally low-rise street apartments and building, providing housing to rapidly growing populations. What's unique about the project is that it uses mass timber for floor plates on a steel frame, and because engineered timber is more sustainable option, it has a higher speed for construction and is prefabricated off-site and assembled to the site, and they have been able to gain significant efficiencies by using this particular approach on this project. If you'd like to check out this amazing looking building, please head to our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. And the U.S. Economic Development Administration, the EDA, has awarded the Oregon Mass Timber Coalition, the OMTC, $41.4 million to develop and expand Oregon's emerging mass timber building. The grant is through the Build Back Better Regional Challenge and is specifically focused on utilizing mass timber products in prefabricated modular home and construction projects. Working with the consultation team and the Department of Consumer Business Services in 2022, the DLC LCD staff and the consulting team audited the development of codes in five cities and identified local regulatory barriers in the developing mass timber and modular housing. Starting in fall or autumn, the Code Up project team will continue to work by providing additional jurisdictions with code audits, amendments, recommendations, and community engagement services. If you'd like to learn more about this amazing $41.4 million project that Oregon Mass Timber Coalition is putting together, please head to our LinkedIn feed and you can see all the details. And so that's it, folks. That's what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land, most of that coming out of North America and Canada. Some impressive projects going on around the world. It's great to see the advancement of mass timber progressing strong as ever. And if you'd like to keep up with the news, make sure that you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode of this podcast. Make sure that you keep in tune with us on our social media feed. And if you are an academic and you are considering some research and it is in the mass timber construction space, please consider the Mass Timber Construction Journal. We'd be greatly appreciative to receive your manuscript and to review it in an ideal setting of trying to get it published. Thank you very much for your time. Good morning, good afternoon or good evening. This is Paul Kramer signing off on the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.